brethren's real talk live, always expressing the real. Ain't no sugarcoating, that's not how he is. Only discussing topics that can help change your life or educate your mind to all new heights. And straight and light on entrepreneurs that's on the ride. This is brethren's real talk live, giving back is how we ride. For the people, for the community, for the society, for the voices, for the unknown issues that be going down. Braylon's, Braylon's, real talk live. When you hear this music, you know some real topics dropping down. Braylon's, Braylon's, real talk live. Time to tune in and unwind, yeah. What's up with it? DFW Metroplex, surrounding cities, all the states, United States, and all the countries across the world. That's right. Brands Real Talk Live back again with another one. We're here to end March on a high note. So that's what we're going to do. Got a lot of topics to discuss tonight amongst me and my co-host, Miss Pride. So you know they're fire. So stay tuned for that. Got a lot of announcements to cover. So let's get into it. If you would like to be on the show as an entrepreneur guest, guest speaker, music guest, or even if you have topics you want us to discuss, simply email the show at brealtalklive@yahoo.com. You can also DM the show on Facebook at Real Talk Live DTX, Instagram at brealtalklive. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Another service that we provide that you can take advantage of is we do radio spot commercials for you businesses and brands out there that would like to advertise a commercial on the show. You can do so. You can pick a 1 minute, 3 minute, or 5 minute increment radio spot commercial. Prices vary depending on which increment you pick and the rotation of how long you want the commercial to run. We recently launched our Real Talk Radio Music Playlist, which is a platform for independent artists to double their royalties as on streaming platforms that their music is already on, as well as pushing their music to platforms that their music isn't on. It's a $10 submission fee, and those proceeds go towards the nonprofit organization, Braylon Blair Entities, in which we take care of the ignored and unanswered problems throughout the community, as well as providing a permanent plan to end homelessness with the initiative Project Helping Hand. Other ways you can donate to this nonprofit, you can do so by clicking the Support This Podcast button every time you tune into the show or the music playlist, and 3 monthly options will come up in which you can cancel at any time, and those proceeds will start going towards the nonprofit. Two other ways you can donate towards Braylon Blair Entities is by PayPal with using the email BraylonBENT@yahoo.com. The other way is Cash App, which is $ Braylon Blair ENT. Another organization that Braylon Real Talk Live supports is the South Oak Cliff High School's Band Booster Club, which supports the New Soul of the South Marching Band. To donate to this cause, you can do so by Cash App, which is $SOC Band. You can follow them on Instagram at SOC New Soul of the South and on Facebook, New Soul of the South. That's new as in the letters in you. Two podcasts that you can check out are Them Damn Millennials, which you can follow them on YouTube under TDM Productions, Instagram at Them Damn Millennials, and or you can follow one of the hosts directly on Facebook under the name Bear Jackson. That's Bear as in B-E-A-R. The other podcast, which is called the Off the Liquor Podcast, started by the artist King Emery. You can catch up with this podcast on YouTube under the name Emery Anderson III. On Facebook under Emery Anderson III, and on Instagram at Emery Anderson III. Moving on to my other business entities, Bludgeoner Productions, my music production company and music label. You can follow Bludgeoner Productions on Facebook at Bludgeoner DTX, on Instagram, Bludgeoner _ Productions. If you have any audio engineering inquiries and our music label, artist development, or any inquiries of that nature, you can email Bludgeoner Productions at BludgeonerProductions@yahoo.com. Or simply DM the social media pages. Bludgeoner Productions artists are coming out with new content this year. The artist B-Sizzle the Realist, he will be dropping a single pretty soon, as well as his first ever album, which will be dropping next month. So be on the lookout for that. Other Bludgeoner Productions artists, as well as the co-host of Presence Real Talk Live, Miss Pride, she has her first ever EP that will be dropping sometime this year as well. You can follow B-Sizzle on Facebook at B-Sizzle DTX, and on Instagram at B-Sizzle DTX. You can follow Miss Pride on Facebook under Randy Richardson. That's R-A-N-D-I Richardson. And on Instagram at Miss Pride 1. And that's the number one. As you know, Bludgeoner Productions is the official music production company of the music label Thug Angel Entertainment. They have new content coming this year as well. You can follow them on Facebook at TAE Music Label and on Instagram at Thug Angel ENT. The leading artist and CEO of Thug Angel Entertainment, Callie the Dunn, he has a new album on the way. It will be strictly for the ladies. It will either be called the Dunn Effect, or it will be called the Dunn and Duchess album. Once it's completed in its entirety, we will officially decide on the name of the project. Secondary CEO and artist Solo Key will be dropping his first ever mixtape, Keyway Volume 1, pretty soon as well. And the leading R&B artist of Thug Angel Entertainment, who goes by Dupree 91 and also Klaus, will be dropping his first ever single this year. Make sure to follow me personally on Snapchat under Braylon B DTX. Everything that I'm involved in, all of my entities and business endeavors, will be posted on there. Snapchat is where is a one-stop shop where you can get all the information of everything I do, from my podcast show, Brands Will Talk Live, the independent artist music playlist platform, Real Talk Radio, my music production and music label, Bludgeoner Productions, my nonprofit, Braylon Blair Entities, me as the artist, B-Sizzle, and more. So if you want to catch everything I do all in one place, make sure to follow me on Snapchat. Moving on to local sports and news. Unfortunately, the Dallas Mavericks came up short in their last two outings against the Indiana Pacers and the New Orleans Pelicans. They resume action on Monday night against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Opening day is approaching for the Texas Rangers. Their first game of the season will be taking place this upcoming Thursday, April 1st, against the Kansas City Royals. And opening day for the new stadium, Globe Life Field, will be taking place April 5th against the Blue Jays. The stadium will be open to full capacity, so get your tickets and head on to the ballpark because it's going down. Lastly, the Dallas Stars, unfortunately, they came up short in their last two outings against the Panthers. They resume action Tuesday, March 30th at 7 p.m. against the Predators. They'll be opening a two-game series against those guys. Other than that, that's pretty much all I have. Make sure you are remaining safe out there and doing everything you can to fight this COVID-19 virus. I know certain mandates have been lifted, but we still got to play our part and be safe and be cautious. I know the vaccines are available and more people are getting vaccinated. We thank you for that. But we still got to play it safe and be cautious as best we can. Make sure to do your part by signing up to get vaccinated, either through Parkland or through the Dallas County website as well. If you are 80 years and up, or if you have a relative that's 80 years and up, they do not have to register. They can simply go to any of the vaccine stations that's available and get vaccinated that same day. But everyone else under that age bracket, they would have to sign up to be registered before they can go get vaccinated at any of the sites. They are now opening it up to all age groups. I don't know about children just yet, but I believe at least 18 and up or something like that. I'm not fully sure. I will let y'all know as I get that information. But other than that, that's pretty much it. So stay safe out there and let's get on with the show. All right. Now it's time for Topic Drop. I'm here with my co-host,
Miss Pride.
All right. We're going to give it to you straight. All right. So first topic we're going to start with is, do women really date men for free meals? It kind of ties in with the other topics that we discussed last episode. So I'm picking up basically from where we left off. And here we go. So it's been a narrative that's been going around lately. I guess this was started by men. Pretty much sounds like it to me. But they're saying that do women really date men for free meals instead of an actual relationship or whatever the case may be. My take on this is I don't think so. I mean, I would hope not. If someone is doing you like that, try to identify the signs, I believe, I guess, if there are signs. Because, I mean, this is something I've never heard of before, ever. But maybe it does exist. Maybe there's women out here that are just doing that just because, you know, everyone has a motive on things. And you just have to identify what's going on. You know, is the person really into you or not? And you have to just go from there. No need to make assumptions or excuses or anything for that matter. Just
I don't think women go on dates for free meals. If they do, then that's some narcissism. Or the girl is just broke. Is she trying to get by for right now?
Yeah.
Men go on dates too and forget their wallets. So, on purpose.
Yeah, on purpose. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. That's
but I don't think women go on dates for free meals.
That's what I'm saying. It was like, when I came across it,
a customary thing within, you know, since people been dating since whatever.
Right.
The man takes the woman on a date, shows her what he's about, wants to get in her good graces. So he says, can I take you out to dinner? Can I take you out dancing? Can I take you out for drinks? Can I take you out? So it's a customary thing. So I don't think women date for free meals.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said what I said.
On a date to get to know a person. If you're going on a date to get a free meal, then that's a problem. They got dollar menus everywhere.
She said dollar menus, y'all. Which is true, by the way. But yeah, just like I was saying, I don't think that's something that's going on. When I came across this topic, I'm like, who experienced this?
I think there was one lady. She was doing online dating to get free meals, but
uh-huh.
I don't know the backstory of it. However, that would be like you're trying to get by because somehow, somewhere, your financial situation is embarrassing for the moment. That's what I would think. That's like some, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. It's crazy. All right. Well, that's that. All right. Moving on. Moving on. You know, it's still Women's History Month. So this is my part two of the Women's History Month series that I do. So
before you go into the Women's History Month, and lastly about women dating men for free meals, if you men don't realize when a woman is using you, then that's on you. And foremost, nobody is telling you where to spend your money. So if you want to spend that money, then that's what you do.
Right on.
But you know when somebody's using you.
Yeah. If that's the case. Yeah, that's definitely true. Which we're going to touch more on that if he or she is into you on another topic coming up. All right, so here's my part two of the Women's History Month series. We're going to talk about women that done some great things in history, but their name isn't really just out there like that. It's about 17 of them in all. There's probably more, but there's just a list. These were the most picked out, I guess, as you can say. You know, we're not going to go full detail, but we're going to just give you the information as it is stated. So, first on the list is Audrey Dijon, a.k.a. Didi. She was the woman who formed the Comet line that helped help the Allied airmen get the safety through an occupied Belgium and France over the Pyrenees and into the Spain and Gibraltar. At just 24 years old, she did this. She saved 118 of the nearly 700 men throughout her 24 missions. When she was eventually captured, she came clean to the Nazis about what she'd done with the resistance. But because of her age, they didn't believe her, and they put her in a concentration camp. But the reason why she was able to get away with it, what she did, was girls at that time, attracted less attention in the frontier zones than men did. So that was basically the main reason why she was able to pull it off at the time. Next person, her name is Martha Gellhorn. She made history as a war correspondent, most whom were strictly men at the time. She earned her bit of fame for her short-lived marriage to Ernest Hemingway in the 40s, but she deserves her own accolades as well. Gellhorn, who famously said she didn't want to be a footnote in someone else's life, was a legendary journalist who set a precedent as one of the first female war correspondents. She responded from all over the world, including Asia and Europe, doing what many thought to be a man's job. Her work, which includes photographs, news articles, and novels, was a major contribution to the world's history, and she's celebrated yearly when one outstanding journalist receives an award in her honor. All right. Next person we're going to talk about is Alexandria David Neal. She snuck into the Tibet to learn more about Buddhism, and the secretive community's culture. Because at the time, Buddhism was basically man-based for I don't know what reason. She made her name for herself by traveling to remote corners of the world, which was very out of the ordinary for women at her time. She visited places that were forbidden to foreign travelers and encouraged thousands of people to make their way out east as well. Her novels have long been a source of inspiration for budding travelers, and her in-depth commentary on otherwise unknown cultures are still prevalent today. Next person we're going to talk about, Frances Perkins. She was the first woman to serve on the U.S. cabinet. As it's all been known, of course, Hillary Clinton made waves as the first woman to earn a presidential nomination from a major party. But before her time, Frances Perkins had paved the way by becoming the first woman appointed to serve on the U.S. cabinet. During several years in Washington, D.C., she worked to end child labor, start the federal minimum wage, and implement Social Security. She changed the workforce as America knew it and made leaps for women in politics. All right. Next person is Susan Kerr. She helped Steve Jobs make the Mac more user-friendly. Steve Jobs is rightfully given all the credit for Apple's masterpieces, but Susan Kerr was a graphic designer who worked alongside Jobs to make the Mac one of the most user-friendly computers in the world. Buttons and icons, including the genius command key and trash can, came to fruition thanks to Kerr, whose main goal was to make the system as close to a friend as it could be. Jobs might have invented the program, but Kerr had a major hand in perfecting it. Even though she still goes largely unnoticed for her contributions, you could also thank Kerr for her lasso tool in Photoshop, several of Facebook's GIFs icons, and the retro smiling Mac, or just as the fact that she helped to make a path for women in a largely male-dominated field. Another woman on the list, Aung San Suu Kyi, was a political prisoner who spent 15 years on house arrest in the name of nonviolence and democracy. Nelson Mandela is often referred to as the most notable political prisoner, but Aung San Suu, I shouldn't go without mention. Despite being on house arrest for a total of 15 years, she made political moves that have transferred her home country of Burma into the place it is today. She recently won an election to become the state counselor of Myanmar, a role similar to prime minister, but her battle was long and hard fought. She was spent years fighting for democracy and fending off people who opposed her party with her nonviolent ways. All right. Next person we're going to talk about on the list, Roberta Bobby Gibb, ran the Boston Marathon after being rejected because she was a woman. Many people have heard the story of the triumphant Catherine Switzer, the woman who had to fend off an angry man as she ran as the first official female in the Boston Marathon. However, the first of the first was actually Roberta Bobby Gibb. After being denied a bid by the 1966 Boston Athletic Association because women were not psychologically able to run long distances, Gibb decided to make a stand. She snuck into the race and competed alongside the men and finished at 3 hours and 21 minutes, beating half of her competition. In 2016, she celebrated her 50th anniversary of her legendary run. And that's pretty much the end.
And then don't forget, there are other change makers in society right now, helping out with the, or making changes within the economy, society, and climate change. There's one in particular. Her name is, hopefully I pronounce it right, it's Satu Sise. She's the queen of plastic recycling in the Gambia. And in the Gambia, she helped build, she helped start the first recycling center in her native country in 1997. Mm-hmm. And taught like the villagers to recycle any sorts of house waste rather than plastic alone. But
right.
She just taught them about waste management and recycling. That way, she helps her country like empower them and enabling them to be financially independent and retire roles in society as far as like the women, because she helped them, you know, learn about recycling.
That's great. That's wonderful. Yeah, recycling is really an important thing, especially nowadays as the world itself is getting older, and you know, using fossil fuels is really doing more harm than good nowadays. So recycling is very important. All right. Now let's get off into our other topics. All right. Next topic I'm going to talk about is censorship. And some people are probably going to get upset, but this is Real Talk Live, and this is what we do. So what I mean by censorship is how people, certain groups, and everything is just missing the point by like a long shot. Like they feel that doing certain things, censoring certain things, is actually helping the cause, and it's really not. And where this is steaming from is, you know, with the whole movement of, you know, racism being attacked, and they're actually, you know, fighting against racism and bringing it to the forefront and making necessary changes to better the lives of certain individuals that have been targeted, you know, under racism and whatnot. And I've been having a problem about this for a long time because it's starting to get worse. You got the whole outlash now that they're canceling certain books, certain cartoon characters, certain shows because, oh, for now, for some reason, out the blue, now it offends people. If it didn't offend people back in the day, why all of a sudden now it offends people? And that's my take on it. I'm all about fighting against racism, of course. You know, I'm deep in the civil war and activism and things like that. But my thing is actually do something that actually helps the cause. Canceling a show, a brand, a logo, or something like that. I mean, okay, I guess it helps in a way. But to me, overall, that doesn't feel like progress. Progress is actually getting down to the nitty gritty, actually making change.
Changing the behaviors of people.
Yes, changing behaviors of people, certain laws, and things of that nature. Because a counselor.
Not having somebody white slay me all day when they never encountered, they're not black at all and never encounter racism themselves.
Right, yeah, them. The colorism, yes. And like, you know, things like that. That's, to me, that's what progress is, you know, as far as helping not just the black community, any community, because, you know, all communities have experienced some form of racism in their historic culture. So, you know, to me, that, you know, if you start doing things that actually helping the cause, great. But if this little petty stuff, canceling shows and cartoon characters and logos of different brands and all of that, I mean, that ain't really doing anything. Like, okay, people are still going to buy that product. People are still going to watch that show or love that show. People are still going to like that character and all of that. So don't come now, years later, after this thing has thrived for so many years, to want to dename it or defame it because you feel that it's offensive. You know, just like with the censorship with the, you know, with the TV, television, and music and stuff. I mean, I know people be trying to do it to where, you know, it's okay for kids to listen to or see, but the way it's going now, the kids that are being born now, they're overdeveloped mentally, of course. They're more smarter, stronger, and everything. And we're not saying that, oh, just expose them to everything right away. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is don't try to go so hard on trying to keep them from everything, because that's only going to limit them as they grow up and as they learn things and figure things out for themselves. You know, of course, still play your part, you know, as their parent, but don't just be super strict to the point where, well, I can't let them do this. I can't let them do that. I can't. That's not going to help. You know, that's where a form of rebellious comes from. You know, it comes from the hormones as well, you know, but that's a whole little another scientific topic. But you know, that's where a form of rebellious comes from. If you're too strict on certain things and trying to make them live this also perfect life that society wants you to make them live, and that's just not the case.
Well, basically, I'm a parent, so my whole thing is I just teach my child right from wrong.
Yeah.
And also teach him about Christ and everything like that. However, yeah, so basically what I'm saying is I just raise him to be better than myself and teach him right and wrong, because at the end of the day, when he grows up to be older, he's going to have choices to make, and he'll know what choices are right and what choices are wrong.
Mm-hmm. And that's the best way to do it. All right. Another topic we're going to talk about tonight is, if a woman doesn't spend on you, does it mean she doesn't like you? This topic here was submitted by one of our listeners. And I guess they experienced something like this, or they feel that this is necessary. So we're going to discuss it. My take on this is,
there are men that are gold diggers too.
That's exactly where I was going. That's exactly where I was going. This is this right here. There is no,
do not go out on dates for free. I mean, go out to get meals for free on dates, because men do it too.
Right. There, no gender is safe on this topic. They already know I was going to go there, like, because people be steadily hitting me up. They're like, don't you supposed to be with on the men's side? There should be no side to begin with. You know, both genders have their wrongs, okay? And I'm going to call it, we're going to call it like it is. It wouldn't be Real Talk Live if I always stood up for the men, or if I always stood up for the women. It wouldn't be Real Talk Live then, would it? Okay. But anyways, back to the narrative at hand here. I do not feel that a woman should even have to spit on you. I mean, that's a choice. Same thing with a man. That's a choice. Because nowadays you got women that's more independent, and they feel like they want to do everything. And if that's their choice, and if they don't want you to spend on them, then, hey, that's just what it is. It has nothing to do with them liking you or being into you or not. I mean, of course, getting gifts is nice. You know, it's a nice thing to do, nice gesture, things of that nature. But it doesn't mean that they don't like you if they don't do it. It doesn't mean that they like you if they do it. I mean, it's a choice. And
it's just like a GoFundMe account. You have your choice to go in your wallet and spend your money how you wish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like if you want to choose to donate to certain causes, if you want to choose to, you know, do a lot of different things, it's your choice. It's your money. It's how it is. And that's what I'm trying to get our listeners to understand this evening, that it's a choice. It has nothing to do with feelings, emotions, and things of that nature. Like, it's just not. Now, you got some people out here, as Ms. Pride mentioned, you know, men are gold diggers too. And it's just, you know, there is people that's out here like that. But at the end of the day, like we're saying, it's a choice to do that. It has nothing to do with emotion. Don't let nobody ever tell you that, well, she not spending on you, so I don't think she like you, bruh. You know how homeboys and homegirls do. Yeah, they want you to be alone anyway, some of them, because they're lonely. So you got to watch out for that kind of information when you're looking for information or some feedback on a particular topic or person you're dealing with and things of that nature.
In this world, we have givers and takers. So you just choose who you want to be and who you want to date.
Yep, that part. Which brings me to my next topic. Do some people run and do different antics before they actually commit to their feelings for someone? This is also another submitted topic by a listener. So here we go. Now here we go with this whole gender war again. So let me break it down. The way it's put out there, it's put out there as if, you know, women do this thing, but men do this too. Okay, they like to have their options and do little crazy stuff, play like they don't really like the girl, but they know darn well they do, and they do little crazy stuff. And to the point, okay, well, let me just go ahead and give in now. And I just had to clear that up, because this is really gender bias for real. Like, when I came across it and I was studying this topic, I'm like, yeah, they think the women do this. Somebody in their feelings about this, somebody feels some type of way about this. And when I talk about this topic, I got to clear it up that, you know, men do this exact thing too. Okay. You know, nobody wants to be the first to say, I love you. Nobody wants to be the first to put their heart out there like that, you know, fear of being hurt and whatnot, things of that nature. And that's just natural. That's just way of life. That's just how it is. And now the answer to the question, do people do it? Yes, of course. Both sides, they do it. Is it right? It's not really right or wrong, but, you know, all I can say is don't do it to the point where you run somebody off. I mean, I can say that much, but I just that's all I really got. Just don't run.
Basically, let somebody up front. Like, if you're not serious, don't run me about them, just let them know that you're not serious about them, and just say, we're dating, but when you meet somebody, it's like, okay, like somebody can ask me, oh, you have a boyfriend, whatever, I can reply and just say, oh, I'm just dating, meaning I'm dating, but I'm not serious with anyone.
Right, yeah, you open,
yeah. That hasn't came along yet.
Right.
And then that way, that lets them know, okay, she's not serious because she hasn't met that one yet, or he's not serious because he hasn't met that one yet. But at the same time, yes, I let them know. So now that other person has the option to deal with me or not, or that person or not. And still, I should also be understanding not to play with their feelings.
Right.
Like, leave them on. Because I already told you, I'm not being serious right now. But at the same time, I'm not going to play with you either.
Right. And then,
like, we can go on dates, but understand, like, go on dates with other people. That's basically what you're trying to say. Like, people just need to be upfront so people can have an option.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, draw those boundaries correctly and how they're supposed to be. Don't have people just in limbo. Don't make it, I mean, even though you're not trying to play games, but still let it be known that, okay, I'm not trying to fall in love yet. I'm not trying to get serious. I'm, you know, but you just got to let it be known. Don't just be out here doing the crazy antics and got the person feeling some type of way, and one thing leads to another, and now it's a whole big misunderstanding and things like that. So just clear the air before it gets too far.
Or like when people be like, oh, I don't want you, but I don't want you seeing other people either. Yeah, quit doing that.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you said that, Miss Pride. Like, you don't understand. Like, when I be counseling people, because, you know, most people I counsel is females. You know, that's who I look out for. That's who I protect. But, yeah, I done came across so many cases where that is the case. Where they it's like you're in a it's like they want to put people in the talking stage, but you're not allowed to do anything else. Like, does that even make sense? You're just talking. Y'all not even in the dating stage, really. Y'all just conversating, trying to figure things out, but you don't want this person seeing nobody else or talking to nobody else because you don't want to lose your spot. Well, if you don't want to lose your spot, step your game up, brother or sister, because I mean, people going to do what they're going to do. And you got to be upfront and clear with what your intentions are and motives are, because otherwise you're going to get left in the dust. So, yeah, that was a great point, Ms. Fry. I mean, that really brought it out right there.
Yeah, just remember that everyone, guys are all gifts. Nobody wants to treasure you. Don't let them put you in being that back burner person. Like, oh, let me go back to them. What did I call it a long time ago? I forgot.
Yeah, I forgot too. I know what you mean. You did call it something. You called it something.
I forgot what I called it, but yeah. This is awful.
Right. Let me go back to this person since this didn't work out. No, no. 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 Okay, I'm sorry. But yeah. All right. Moving on to the next topic. Is your significant other really off limits? Okay. Some people are probably not going to like this either, but that depends on your significant other. Like, put it like this. In a real sense, that person has to be yours to begin with. And if that person is doing things that make you question that or question the relationship itself, that mean that person was never yours to begin with. Just like how the songs do, how the narrative is, where, you know, I took your man or I took your woman or I can take them or whatever like that. If that's the case, if another person can take a person from another person, that means that person was never that person's property to begin with. And you know, you just have to understand that. Like, to answer the question, no, your significant other is not off limits. But it depends on that person. Like, if they into you and they committed and they doing things right and stuff like that, cool. But if you feel like you got to question this and you're unsure of this person's actions or motives, or you feel like, oh, they don't turn the attention down from the outside folks and all that, then, you know, that's something y'all got to work out amongst each other and get to the bottom of, because otherwise the relationship is already failing from the top, from the get-go, if that's the case. And that's just the bottom line.
And basically, you just have to have that conversation. Like, if you're in a situation where you're worrying all the time, that's a problem. Yep. But if you're in a situation where both of you guys have came to an agreement, like, I'm not going to see nobody else. I'm not going to see nobody else. We're just going to see each other. Then you're in a committed situation. Other than that, if you guys haven't had that whole talk, man, it is like this older lady said to me a long time ago, you're single until you're married.
Yeah, which is, that's by law. That's by rule.
Conversation with your significant other to make that just exclusively you two.
Yeah. And people got to understand that. I know a lot of people don't want to understand that. People have their antics and motives and games and all that nonsense, but it's got to come to that agreement. It's got to come to an understanding. You can't.
No one is like, what am I trying to say? I'm saying, I mean, it's not like you can just we're not off limits. It's the mind frame that you have.
There you go.
It's all about your maturity level and where you see yourself with somebody.
That's right. Yeah, don't.
The mindset that you have.
Yeah, just like we said with the other topic, like, you know, set those boundaries. Don't be having people in limbo. Know what you want. Don't be out here confusing people. You in all these people's heads because you just doing this, you know, well, rousing and dazzling folks, and you can't make up your mind, but these other people are actually falling for you, and you're just causing chaos out here. And like, no, that's how you end up getting killed also, if you go too far. But, you know, so you got to quit doing that. Like, know what you want, know what you're doing, you know, cut all the childishness out, regardless of age, and just go for what you know. And that's the bottom line. All right. Here we go with another topic. This was also submitted by a listener. This topic is, should a man consult with his wife before helping his mother financially. And I can't, when they submitted this topic, I was like, wow. It actually done got to this point.
Well, it depends what the situation is.
Yeah.
Especially if the person has finances with their wife, like collectively together. But if it's something like, if you guys, like, see, if I ever get married, it's going to be, my husband and I are going to have an account together, but we're also going to have separate accounts of our own. And then we're going to have debt savings or, you know, emergency plan type thing, whatever the case may be. But it just depends on the situation, because it could be like the lady could, like a surgery or something, then yeah, you're going to have to come to your significant other because you're going to be like, well, it's thousands of dollars and I need some help, so of course. Like if it's something like that, but if it's like, or if they need a car or something like a big purchase or like a big like emergency, yeah, you're gonna talk to it, especially if it's like thousands of dollars. And if you need help yourself, or you are thinking about, let me, I want to take this out because it's a big purchase. So yeah, of course you're supposed to talk to your spouse about that. But if it's like something small, like, oh, I went and got her groceries or something like that, or hair done, nail, whatever the case may be, that's like something small that doesn't need to be discussed, or she needed her light bill paid or something like that, doesn't need to be discussed. But if it's like big purchase or a big emergency thing, I can see it.
Yeah, and I totally agree, because the comments
that's something financially that could affect your guys' situation as well.
Right. And you basically nailed it, because like the comments about the topic were coming in, and there were actually people out here that was feeling some type of way about this. They were like, yeah, every little purchase. They said the small ones too. I'm just like, wait, hold up. What? I mean, like, is it that?
Having a conversation about the smaller, now that's just being petty. Now you're getting that mindset, well, I come first before the mom, and you're just being petty. Like, if he getting your hair done too, then let him get his mother's hair done too. Like, it's not that serious.
Right. Like, that's like on some ownership, like, oh, yeah, all your money belong to me. Yeah, you gave me this ring, all your money belong to me. No, it don't work like that. I'm sick of people out here that marry and do and start and turn into their whole little ownership role. Like,
people get a title, you know, their attitudes change.
Right. And I don't like that. That's what worked too. Like, okay, just because you got promoted.
When it comes to that divorce talk, where you're not the same person that I met, and you totally changed it, just make sure everybody needs to just stay the same.
Yeah.
Before and after marriage. Like, if you gonna be a cheater all the way to the damn end. That's how I feel about it.
Hell yeah.
If nobody marries you and wants to deal with that, let them deal with that. If you faithful and grown and they already know, oh, my husband, he always helps out his mom, then just deal with it. It shouldn't even be an issue.
Exactly.
You got a ring, don't mean that's it. Because people change their minds about people every day.
That's right.
In a snap of the finger, just like it takes 30 seconds to change your life in some way, form or fashion, positive or negative, people change on you the same way.
Exactly. Because, I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. That I be seeing that a lot with people. Some people put up with it, and then it eventually works itself out. But some people, they just be like held captive. I'm just like, and that's why that whole narrative, they be like, you know how some people put out there that, oh, marriage is hard and, oh, don't do it. If you do it, your life is over. That's where that comes from, because people be doing that ownership stuff once they get the title and all that kind of stuff. And it ain't right.
Also, when being married or having someone call you their husband or having someone call you their wife, that is an honor of respect. And if, and then how are you going to respect your husband if you don't respect his choices, if he wants to help his mom or not? That's his mom. People only get one mother in their life.
That's right.
That's the person that raised them.
Yeah.
That's the person, that was the friend that was there when something went wrong. That person helped them out.
Right.
Because just like I said earlier, we raise our kids to be better than us. They go grow up to be an adult because we took care of them all their lives. Once they go into adulthood, and then now they have children of their own, families of their own, but as their parents get older, we need to be the ones they can come to if something is wrong. And it shouldn't even be a question or a fight about helping your own parents or helping your husband or your wife's parents.
Right.
There shouldn't be a disagreement.
At all. And I feel sorry for people that's actually struggling with this because, I mean, that's just, it's not right. I can't believe this became a topic because it's like, it shouldn't be like this. Like, if people are out here being petty like that, are being ownership hungry or captive like that, that ain't right. That's not what marriage is about. It's not. You know, when you marry someone, you it's everything.
And even if the parent doesn't like you, okay. You ain't gotta sleep with them. So if they need some help or whatever, but you're significant other help them because that's their parent. Their parent.
Yeah, regardless of what they feel about you or how you feel about them, there you go. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up as well. And yeah, that it doesn't matter about that. At the end of the day, that's their parent, and that, you know, that's just what you can't come in between that. Someone once told me, they said, if you get with someone and they're keeping you from their family, keeping you from your own family, it's a problem. Cause you know, they even put this in some TV shows. It's a show out called The Sisters by Tyler Perry. And it was a guy, you know, he was into one of the women or whatever. And he was trying to move her away from, like, all her friends, her family, her job place. Like, she's a city girl, whatever. He was trying to move her to the country, way, way away from everybody and stuff like that. And that's a red flag. Like, I mean, he didn't even try to talk to her about it. Like, would you consider doing this? I mean, he was just trying to do it. Already purchased the house, everything. And, like, it was crazy. And I'm just like, you know, people can't do that. You can't just uproot people if they don't want to be uprooted. Like, you got to talk this stuff out.
Like, nobody has control over anything.
Right. That's
like, they had a life before you.
Right. And
they had a life before you.
Yeah, and you got to meet them in the middle with that. You can't just, we're married now, so you got to do what I say. No. No. It's wrong. Like, you can have this ring right now. Like, I ain't got to put up with this. Like, you know, I mean, that's just what it is. Same thing with people's parents. You know, it is evident some people's parents do little stuff to try to disrupt the marriage because they don't like the person that they married. You know, there is that scenario as well. So I understand how some people feel like, well, they shouldn't be helping their mom this much or whatever. But I mean, if it come to that, I don't even know how to handle that situation.
It's a different situation if, like, say, like, the parents are on drugs or something. You know what I mean? And they're always just coming around and get somebody. That's like a totally different conversation.
There you go. That's exactly what I was getting at.
That conversation, yeah. Then that's a different conversation. But if it's like, it's an emergency or they're in surgery or just anything like that, that's something totally different. But if it's like, you know, something negative and it's constantly wanting money or constantly, like, something like that, then that's a different conversation.
There you go.
Because then it's like you need to talk to your significant other to, like, try to open their eyes to see what their family or whatever is doing.
Yeah, stop. Yeah, help them to stop being bamboozled. Mm-hmm. All right. This brings us to our last topic of the night. Is it selfish if you have kids, but only look for starting a relationship with someone who doesn't? And I don't even know why this is a topic. This is another Semitic topic, by the way. Appreciate the submissions. You know, continue doing this, listeners. Continue submitting topics for us to discuss. We love the input. But this one here, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out the problem here. Does this even exist? I mean, are there people out here really doing this?
It does exist because I have a couple of, there's a couple of people that I know that are like that. They have kids, but they don't want to date anybody with kids. Which, to me, would be hard to do, especially depending on age and everything. Like, if you're up in age, of course you guys are going to have, like, it's hard to find somebody without kids or whatever, but, yeah, like, I don't want to say it's selfish, but it's like, really think about it, because the person you date, anybody that you date, and if you have kids, it's like, you got to make sure that that person loves you just as much as, you know, like, they love your kids as much as they love you.
That's right. And
because just coming with a family and then y'all get married, everybody has to get cheated with me, spring like, so I don't know how somebody with kids or a child wants to date somebody without. I guess, is it part of like the baby mama drama or the baby daddy drama? Like, if someone,
it could be
baby mama, baby daddy drama, so they just want to ensure, like, the person that they get with, they don't have that type of drama, I guess.
Yeah.
So they're trying to date somebody without kids. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of different scenarios.
That's what I'm saying. Cause I was like, that's why I was like, how did this become a topic? I was trying to figure it out when I was studying it. I was like, what am I studying? What is going on? Like, how did this come to be? I mean,
it doesn't make sense, because regardless whether it be baggage on a scale of 1 to 5, and there's a, it's just at a 1, or even it's at a 5, like, everybody that you have, anybody that you start a relationship with, there's going to be some type of baggage somewhere.
Yeah, and you just got to.
I'm not saying it's called having kids baggage, but I'm just saying there's going to be like some other situations going on.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a fairy tale.
Yeah, it's not. That's the reason why it's called the fairy tale in the first place. But yeah, I get it. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, I could say when I was like younger, I probably was somewhat that way. When I was like younger, I was like, no, I don't want nobody with kids.
If you're young, of course you're not going to really want to date somebody who has kids, because it's like you're trying to enjoy your life and enjoy the person that you're spending time with.
Right.
So, and you're not ready to be a parent, so of course. But if you're like 30 and up, I'm sorry, you're going to end up being somebody with some kids or something. Some step kids, some kids they adopted, some guy kids, some kids, some, you know, something.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm like, yeah, when I was younger, I was kind of on that scale. Like, yeah, I don't want nobody with kids. I ain't trying to blend families. I don't like this.
Exactly, then, because the main point right there, that word, young.
Right. Yeah, but once young, I...
Yeah, of course you want to deal with somebody else that's young and doesn't have any kids because they're young. Because the both young people that you are want to spend time and have fun with each other being young. And you are ready to be a parent. So, of course. But yeah, if you're like 30 and up, there's going to be some kids somewhere.
Right. And then like, once I hit that, like that 20 mark and 21, I was like, okay, forget it. I'm flexible. I'm open to whatever, you know, and we just gonna make it work. So that's where I'm at now. Cause at first I was just really on some.
But now you're explaining it. So I'm like, okay, in your teens, of course you don't want to be somebody, a parent. So you don't want to be a parent. You're like, you're young. Even in your 20s, like, you're young. You're still finding out yourself, figuring out where you want to be in life.
Yeah.
But you're like like 30 and up, you can't just be like, I just wonder, like, come on now.
That's an, it's not, to me, it's not realistic. It's not real. When you reach that age point or group or whatever, it's not realistic.
And this is just our opinions, folks, just our opinions. But yeah, I do know somebody who's like 40 and they're like, they have kids and they're like, well, I don't want to be a guy who has kids. And I'm just like, are you serious right now? What? So it's okay for him to take on your kids?
Right, that's kind of messed up.
You don't want to take on theirs? And what if it's a guy that you really, really like, and then all of a sudden you find out he has kids, and then what are you going to do?
Right.
Like, it doesn't even make sense to me.
Right, I mean...
Like, when you meet people, you're supposed to come with an open heart and open mind until you find out for anything else different.
Yeah, and, you know, and a lot of people done the blended family thing. It's not hard. It's, you know... You know, J-Lo and A-Rod did it. They, you know, both of them had kids. The kids got along. They blended it perfectly and everything. I mean, they're not together no more, but I'm just like, they made it work. You know, it was fine. And I'm just like,
but I'm like, Kamala Harris, like, her husband has kids.
Yeah.
And they're just fine.
Yeah. Cause she didn't have any, I don't think. Right. And that's what happened. So, I mean, yeah, I just got to quit that. Depending on your age group, you got to quit that. You know, if you're young, I get it. Just like we just explained. But, you know, you reach that certain age group. No. You can't be out here talking about, I don't want no one with kids. You're too old.
And then it's like, I mean, if you're a person who doesn't have kids and don't ever want to have kids, then... I could understand if you want to just don't want to have kids because you don't have any kids already. And then you just have to find that person who don't want to have kids. But
yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah, that's understandable.
But to answer the question, I don't think it's selfish. You know, it shouldn't be selfish, I don't think. So that's just pretty much it.
That is selfish to me, actually. How do you have kids? You want somebody else to love your kids like they love you, but you don't want them to have kids.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Because they're taking on a whole other responsibility.
Well, yeah, I guess you can, if you look at it that way, yeah, it is selfish that way.
It's like you just want to have all the cake.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like this. It's like certain things in life, you just can't look at it how you want to look at it. Some stuff is, yeah, you got to actually be more open to it and understanding of it instead of just like, oh, no, I'm like this. This is how I'm going to be. And I don't care. No, you can't do that. You can't go through life living like that. You will never get far. And that's pretty much it. Hope you enjoyed tonight's topics. Stay tuned for the outro. All right, that pretty much wraps up tonight's show. I hope you enjoyed the topics that was discussed this evening. I hope you enjoyed all the information that was given to you in the intro. Make sure to catch us next time, which will be next month on the 11th. Yeah, you know, we're not doing Easter or anything like that. So next episode will be April 11th between the time 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Make sure to check us out. Also, we recently launched Real Talk Radio last weekend. Well, weekend before last now. Any artists out there, if you would like to submit your music to the music playlist, you can do so by sending your songs to the email BeRealTalkLive@yahoo.com. It's a $10 submission fee. Those proceeds go towards the nonprofit, Braylon Blair Entities, in which we take care of the ignored and unanswered problems throughout the community. Also, if you would like to be on the show as an entrepreneur guest, guest speaker, music guest, or if you have topics you want us to discuss, you can simply email the show as well. Also, you can DM the show on Facebook, which is @RealTalkLiveDTX, or on Instagram, @BRealTalkLive.
Or if you need help on your resume, go ahead and hit me at Randy, R-A-N-D-I, Richardson Resume Writer on Facebook, so I can help you out and land that perfect job.
Yeah, perfect job. Well, other than that, catch us next time. Peace.